Luke chapter 13. There were present at that season some who told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Yeshua answering, said to them, "You suppose that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, do you think that they were sinners above all men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He also spoke this parable: A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit on it, and found none. Then he said to the dresser of his vineyard, "Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none, cut it down, why does it encumber the ground?" And he answering, said to him, "Master, leave it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it, and fertilize it. And if it shall bear fruit, fine, and if not, then after that you shall cut it down." And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no way raise herself. And when Yeshua saw her, he called her to him, and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified Elohim. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Yeshua had healed on the Sabbath, and said to the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work, therefore come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath." The master then answered him, and said, "You hypocrite, does each one of you on the Sabbath not loose his ox or his donkey from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound these 18 years, not be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?" And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then he said, "To what is the kingdom of Elohim like? And to what shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took, and cast into his garden, and it grew and became a great tree, and the birds of the air lodged in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of Elohim? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened." And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then one said to him, "Master, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside, and to knock at the door, saying, 'Master, Master, open to us,' and he will answer, and say to you, 'I do not know where you are from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We have eaten and drank in your presence, and you have taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.' There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of Elohim, and you yourselves excluded. And they will come from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south, and will sit down in the kingdom of Elohim. And behold, there are last who shall be first, and there are first who shall be last." The same day there came some of the Pharisees, saying to him, "Go out, and depart from here, for Herod will kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets, and stoneth those who are sent to you, how often I would have gathered your children, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. And truly I say to you, you shall not see me, until the time shall come when you shall say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yeshua.'"